Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Cage match coming up between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. So this is actually could be a real thing.
I think this would be great, actually.
I know. I read this and I was like, really? So two of the world's most high-profile tech billionaires, Elon and Mark, have agreed to fight each other in a cage match. And it all started, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, who's the mastermind behind Facebook and Instagram, I guess he posted a message on social media, like, up for a cage match. This was Elon saying, because he put up a photo of like, hey, you know, he's been getting his jiu-jitsu. Remember, like, Mark Zuckerberg won that jiu-jitsu competition?
Yeah. So we know Mark is trying to come up and be a tough guy, but I just don't see Elon Musk really doing this. Have you ever seen both those guys dance?
I've seen them both
dance. No offense, it's not like I'm some great dancer, but those guys literally, they're nerd dancing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So imagine them fighting. Like, unless it's a pillow fight, they're not going to deliver anything.
They do have pillow fights now.
Hit each other with their purses.
Yeah.
Well, and Elon Musk has got that big Easter Island head. You know, he's got that just that huge, he's just a towering human block of a head.
All right. Go ahead.
No, and so it's supposed to be, he was like, great, like Vegas Octagon. Because that was the thing. Like, Zuckerberg's like, you send me the location, and there you go. And of course, Elon Musk is like, okay. Vegas Octagon. I'm like, oh my God.
Really going to hurt each other's faces. They could do that giant boxing glove fight. Have you ever seen when people do that? People think it's silly, but it's really tiring. That's the hard part. People get completely gassed when they have to wear the giant boxing gloves.
Yeah, because you're in that ring trying to fight.
Swinging those things. And
don't ever let me do that. I know they've done it here charity-wise and stuff like that. And I'm just not interested in having a heart attack with those things on. I mean, you got to be in shape.
So Elon is going to be 52 later this month.
Okay.
And he also tweeted, he's like, I've got this great move that I call the walrus, where I just lie on top of my opponent and do nothing.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Right?
I mean, that's sort of what I would imagine. Because, you know, keep in mind that he was photographed on that yacht, and he was like white and pale and squishy. And so then he went on that Wegovy. On account of the fact that he wanted to lose weight. I mean, he's a vain.
Oh, Monjaro.
Yeah, that was what Musk did, because he's like, I saw those pictures. Disgusting. And then he immediately, like, started taking whatever injectable.
Well, in the end, who do you think would win?
Who cares?
Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg just claims he did the Murph Challenge on Memorial Day. That's what anyone that you're friends with on Instagram or Facebook that are fit. I'm sure you've seen it when they do the Murph.
Absolutely.
They put on the military thing in honor of the soldiers, and you have to work out, do a ton of exercises. He said he did it in just under 40 minutes. That's Zuckerberg. So at least he's in shape.
He has to be in shape.
It doesn't make him tough, though. When was the last time either one of them got beat up on the playground?
Probably, and that's when they said, I got you.
I'm going to study really hard and be a billionaire.
Zuckerberg strikes me as a weasel. I think he could do it. Now, in other tech news, and apparently Jeff Bezos is not getting in on this because I think he would school both of them, but the Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon.
They saw this in the news. They were being tricky, weren't they?
Yes. So the allegation is that Amazon had millions of people sign up for Prime through manipulative means and made it impossible to ever, like, unenroll.
Yeah, they had a term for it. Other companies
dark patterns.
Is that what they said? Okay. Because they said other companies have done this before.
So how do we know if we're one of the people who got suckered?
You got to try to get out of it.
I'm Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
What do you mean? So, how do I got to get out of it?
You got to try to get out of Amazon. They make it impossible.
Well, who would ever get out of Amazon?
Not a single soul.
That syringe is in the vein.
Yes, it is.
Are you guys ever going to get rid of Netflix? You guys shamed me when I tried to get rid of Netflix for like a month.
No. Yeah. No kidding.
You're going to have yourself on contract for life. You're going to belong to Netflix for life, Amazon for life, probably Disney for life.
Mm. Yeah, I am, actually.
Now that you break it down like that.
So Amazon's probably like, you'll never know.
You'll never know. All right, we're going to give you guys Funplex passes coming up in a little bit this hour. There's a Channel 94 dance party going on July 1st. So hang on. We'll let you know how you're going to win them. Big Party Show! Channel 94.1. Good morning. Welcome to the Big Party Show. What's the deal with this lab chicken? This lab chicken, they just approved it, and it's not going to be in stores, but I guess it's going to be in select different restaurants or just going to sell them to restaurants.
Would you eat chicken? So we all think that there's Beyond Meat, there's Beyond Chicken, but that's plant-based.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. This is chicken, but it's grown in like a Petri dish.
Yeah,
and they can make like little cutlets and nuggets, and like, would you eat it?
I guess I would try anything, but I don't know.
Are you
going to
be like, you go first?
I would try it, I guess. I mean, it's interesting that that's the route we're going to go.
To be honest, I mean, unless you're eating like organic farm raised, aren't we all eating some sort of scientific experiment of meat? I mean, you read these stories about what kind of chemicals or treatments or hormones or whatever go in to make, you know, the meat.
But those are live animals.
Yeah, but I'm saying like at the end of the day, like I feel like science is science is science. Like, I mean, what am I eating? I don't
care. It's clucking in a farmyard or it's made in a lab. She's saying, what's the difference? It's made from animal cells. They're saying they will pick, I guess, like the cells from the best chickens too.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like, oh, these are the best chickens and they breed the best, and then they'll remove their cells and then it'll be lab grown. It's government approved. So the first clearance, they'll sell them to high end restaurants for a while. They'll be the lab rats. Cause to me, that sounds like they're saying it's like the best chicken.
Mm-hmm. It probably really is. Think about that. If they're able to grow meat like that, that's actual meat by cells, when they do eventually move on, you know, these high-end people to another planet, that's the one issue. You'll be able to grow it right there.
Absolutely.
Steak,
I mean,
it's all about
sustainability. I mean, it's all about whatever you could do, you know, in space or like on the moon station. But it's also the idea of, we really take an environmental ding raising and keeping all of these animals that we love to eat because they're delicious. So this could possibly help in that department where it gets away from having to do those big farms.
Well, what are you going to do, just have a bunch of chickens running around then? I mean,
you won't need it.
I mean, you've been to Hawaii. That's what they have. Chickens running around all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. No one's eating
live and unchecked.
Yeah. I mean, we won't live to see it, but I'm sure in the future you'll have a 3D printer in your house that will have this stuff.
Probably.
And you'll make your own chicken, you'll make your own beef, and it'll be cultivated by some machine. You know, that will be lab grown like this. But it's pretty crazy. So, and Singapore is the first country where it's legal, and they already are doing it. They sell cultivated meat, which makes masses of chicken cells into cutlets, nuggets, shredded meat, and satays.
Ooh, satay.
Did you just say satay?
Smother anything in peanut sauce, and I'm like, I don't care, lab, what?
Right.
I'm hungry.
The images of this lab-grown chicken, and it was slathered in barbecue sauce. Molly and I thought the same thing. I'm like, what's the difference if it's in sauce?
Right.
I mean, what the hell is in a chicken nugget anyway?
Exactly. Have you seen those horrible videos where they show you the paste?
Yes.
You're like, stop.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Don't.
Yeah. We don't want the pink paste. I don't even want to think about that.
I don't even care.
You say satay and barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Guess what? I'm going to this high-end restaurant and eating me some satay. God.
It's a lab to table here. We went ahead.
Exactly.
Tell you the Petri dish that it came from. You're like, I'd like to know more about the origin story of this lab-grown chicken I'm eating.
So right as of now, they're saying it'll take a few years before maybe even see it in a high-end restaurant, and then 7 to 10 years before they hit the wider market. But that's what they're saying now.
All right. It'll probably be faster. So
lab-grown chicken.
I like that lab to table.
I read that story and thought, well, what's the difference between that and Beyond Meat and Beyond Chicken? And I guess I had to really get my head around that's
plant-based.
That's not faux chicken. It's plant, but it tastes like chicken.
gravy.
Once it's in the sauce,
who cares? You're right. It's like when we had that Beyond Beef Whopper. It has all the stuff on it. I mean, it could have been crackers for all I care. It's still going to taste like a Whopper.
Yeah, as long as it has the flavor profile and the texture profile, then, I think once you put all that stuff on it, you're like, whatever.
I thought Beyond Beef burgers were good.
So did I. I just thought they were overpriced, but now the prices are coming down because they only last so long. So
but does I wonder, like, does your body know? Your brain feels the hit. Like, there's nothing like the first bite into a burger.
All right, so Funplex. All right, so here's the deal. We got a pair of tickets for you right now. We're going to hook you up. It's Channel 941 Dance Party. Jeff's going to be down there this Saturday from 1 to 3. But if you, like, get off work and you want to go hang out there with the kids, they do have a midday discount from 4 to 7. It's $10 off the tickets.
So Monday through Friday.
Pretty cool.
Monday through Friday, not on the weekends. 4 to 7, 10 bucks off.
All right, we're going to hook you up right now. 938-9400. Channel 941, there's a new one from Pink. All right, if you want these Funplex passes. For the Channel 941 party, call us now, 938-9400. Good vibe down there at CWS. If you're heading down there, there's another game going on tonight, thank God. And it's funny, Jeff and I were just talking yesterday about it. I wish they could reschedule or the whole format of it. So, I mean, there was a risk that there would be no games Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, which has happened before.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, you know, loses a little speed for 2 days and then starts up on Saturday. Remember that when they originally did it for years and years and years and years, it started on Saturday and it ended on the next Saturday.
Yes.
But I'm sure if you're LSU, you could use a break because they've been going nonstop. They've played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They'll play tonight. Let's say they win and knock off the number one seed, Wake Forest. They would get Friday off, catch their breath, and start the best of three championship series versus Florida on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
But I would think it would be exciting if we could start the championship tomorrow and do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But
I've been trying to think how they would do that. Because you have to build in those rain days, at least one of them.
I get the rain days, but these kids are used to playing. Remember when they were playing Little League ball? They do stuff like triple headers.
Yeah, they do.
When you meet baseball parents, you're like, oh, my God, are you okay?
I know.
And God forbid it would be in Omaha, but they'll be like, we got to drive out to Grand Island for a triple header.
I know.
You're like,
I know.
Kill me now.
All right, we got someone here. Hello, what's your name? Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you got to pick up the phone, please. No speaker. It's feeding back. Hey, can you pick up your phone?
I get the rain days, but these kids are used to playing whatever they're playing.
We got a hostage situation.
All right, I'm going.
Are you trapped in the trunk?
Yeah. I feel bad.
Oh, look at this. All right, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. We're going to hook you up with passes to the Channel 941 Funplex Dance Party on July 1st, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Cool, thank you.
You betcha. How many kiddos you got?
I got three.
You got three. What are they, boy, girl?
All girls.
Oh, man.
My lordy, lordy.
Are you going to keep cruising through? Or are we done at three?
I haven't decided yet. I don't really have this answer. Maybe.
She's like, listen, okay. I'm just trying to get through the day.
I'm sure it's a pickle.
Yeah.
Because you get two and you go for the third one as a boy and you get another girl and it's like, okay.
That's the thing. Like, you go for the fourth girl, but they're 3, 5, and 6, and my gosh, it's a lot.
Well, it's funny because I'm one of two, right? My wife, sweet Wylene, is one of seven.
My God.
And I have a buddy, Brian. He told me when he first started having one that he's like, he had two. And he's like, oh, my God, it is so much fun. These kids are so much fun. I'm having three.
Yeah, my sister did the same thing. Had a boy, and then they shot for a girl and had another boy. And then shot for a girl, had another boy. Yeah. But now that those boys are grown up, I'm so jealous of them. Like, I love my brother, Mike. I'd love to have another brother.
Yeah.
Or another sister. I got one. Sure.
I mean,
As many as you can have.
Yeah, they're all good. Does anyone regret having an extra brother or sister? I guess maybe talk to my brother and sister.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we do. We wish that mom would have stopped with Jill. Quite honestly, Jeff, you're like, that hurt me today.
Well, hold on, dear. We'll get you hooked up.
I feel seen and targeted.
There you go. We're going to roll with what's trending next. What's up, Molly?
Oh, we got College World Series action. The Jell-O Shot Challenge, man. People are really putting down some cash this year.